Good morning. This is Word With You. My name is Ibarte Buetis, and today I'd like to share with you about living at rest in the presence of God. Now, there's something very important to note when it comes to God's presence, and that is that His presence enables us to enter into a supernatural rest, the kind of rest that no amount of sleep or no holiday can bring. God says to Moses in Exodus 33, verse 14, very simply this, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." So very clearly for us there that the presence of God, once we enter into that presence, there is a kind of rest that we enter into that we, God knows, that we need. Now, friends, there's something about this presence of God that's important to note, and that is that Satan cannot touch the presence. He cannot touch the glory of God. You might remember the story in the Old Testament where David is, he's transporting the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. He's doing it in the wrong way, though, and he put the Ark on an ox wagon. And at one point, the oxen stumbled, and one of the guys that was there, whose name was Uzzah, he tried to prevent the ark from falling. He touched the ark. He touched the glory of God, and he died because God said, "No one is allowed to touch my glory." The amazing thing is that through Jesus Christ, we are able to enter into His presence, even though we are not perfect, even though we are sinful human beings. Through the blood of Jesus, we can enter into that presence, enter that glory, and there we can find rest. Now, there's something that we need to understand here. Satan cannot touch the rest. He cannot touch you when you are at rest in the presence of God. But what he can do is he can try to disturb our rest. In other words, he can try and prevent us from not entering into the rest of God. He uses things like stress, fear. He uses condemnation and guilt. He would use sickness if he can. He would use offense, anything basically to prevent us from entering into God's rest. Because once we are in there, he cannot lay a hand on us. Jesus gives us this wonderful invitation. He says in Matthew 11, verse 28 to 33, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." My dear friend, maybe you are finding yourself in a place today where you feel like you really need rest. And the December holidays are a long way off, and no amount of sleep and no amount of holidays can bring the same rest that we require, the rest that God gives. Maybe you can experience emotionally, physically, in your spirit, you can just experience today that you are tired, that you are burnt out, and that you just really need something or someone to pick you up and to give you a boost. I want to say that there's nothing like the presence of God to give us that rest. Remember that God made us to live at rest. When He made Adam and Eve, He put them in that garden where His presence was, and that's where we will spend eternity. Right in the presence of God. So right now, I want you to maybe just think about your life and think about the things that are causing you not to be able to enter into that rest. What are the things that's disturbing your rest at this stage? Is it your job? Is it certain relationships in your life? Is it your marriage? Is it your parents or your children? Is it just something that Satan is trying to steal from you and prevent you to enter into his into the rest of God? I want you to think about those things, and maybe if there's something to repent of that today, and to say, "God, just as we pray in a few moments, you know, forgive me for allowing these things in my life, and set me free from them, and help me to enter into that rest." The choice is yours, my dear friend. Take time out today and enter into the presence of God, and I promise you, it's the Word of God. You will find rest for your soul. So let's just pray together, and I want to pray for you now. Lord Jesus, in your mighty name, I ask that every person listening to this broadcast right now, that just there where they are, that your presence would just would just be there with them now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, may you just surround them. You are the comforter according to the word of God. I ask for comfort and rest to just enter into their hearts now in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to let go of those things that steal our rest. And if there are things that are just part of life and things that we need to manage in life, then that's fine, God. Help us to do it to the best of our ability and to your glory. But help us, Lord, to enter every day into your rest. It is the life that you have destined for us. And we want to respond to your invitation, Jesus, where you said, come to me when you are weary, when we are burdened, and you will give us rest. May that rest be a reality to us every day. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.